My humanity is seriously struggling this morning, and I don't even know how I'm going to get the words out because my throat chakra is just having a really hard time. It's not easy to say the things that I say, and when you're saying things that aren't easy, your voice kind of like will sometimes crackle, or you will have to clear your throat, or something will happen. And so this is a cool little thing that you can know when you're talking to someone. If they have something that they want to say that they're not getting out, and it doesn't have to be totally negative either. It could just be their feelings. If they have a feeling they want to get out, or if they're not telling the total truth about something, or all these different things, their throat will clog up. So when I am speaking and I'm talking about such hard subjects, my throat clogs a little bit and it's hard for me to breathe. I won't lie, which doesn't help your throat. So I'm going to do the very best I can, and please have grace with me. This is just, this is not easy. It just isn't. I have been struggling. So I didn't realize how long I've been struggling. I've been struggling since my road trip, because when I got home, my life really changed and I wasn't understanding how much it shifted. I was living just so free and just like being able to have conversations that are divine, that you know are from God, and living these moments and living in my purpose of my divine purpose, you know? It was just so magical and it was so beautiful and it was just the best experience that I've ever had in my life. So after that, having to then switch my life so drastically and come home and just be home, and it got cold and it gets dark, and it's been hard. I've been crying more than not, you know. I've been finding my head in my hands more times than not, and I don't want to live this way. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to feel sad all the time, and I don't want to feel unfulfilled, and I don't want to feel like I'm putting myself in a box, which, newsflash, I am. I haven't figured that part out yet, but I am shifting and I'm flowing and I'm going with this because, you know, my humanity tells me that it's been really, really hard, and it has been really, 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 really hard for us. You know, my children are so brave, but it'd be nice if they didn't have to be brave. It'd be nice if it just flowed and things were just easy, and they're not. They're just not. You know, I will be vulnerable with certain parts of things because I don't want to sit here and complain. That's not who I am. And there's a lot to complain about if I look at it that way. But I try to speak, you know, my truth into existence. So I will share something that we've been going through, but I'm not going to make a list of all the different things. I'm just not. So we found out the day before Thanksgiving that we were exposed to head lice. And I mean, honestly, we've all been there as parents, right? I would assume most of us have. And if you haven't, then honestly, you're really, really lucky, because it's scary and it's awful, especially the day before Thanksgiving. So we weren't able to go to our family's house. And, you know, my children are amazing and they were really upset at first. And so was I won't lie. Tears were shed, but then we made the best of it. And, you know, my son is at his dad's house and he didn't want to be exposed to head lice. So this is the first Thanksgiving that I wasn't able to see him. And, you know, that's pretty awful. It really is. I felt awful. I felt like an awful mother. I cried, and I don't think I even let the kids know I cried, which is me also, you know, keeping stuff in and trying to be strong. And my kids should know that sometimes things are allowed to suck. Like, yeah, we can understand why it's happening, but it's still awful that it's happening. So I've been just giving pieces of myself away and not being completely honest with myself. And when doing that, it's draining me, and it's draining me so much, and I'm getting crabby, and I'm getting unhappy, and I'm crying, and my head's in my hands, and I'm, you know, not praying, and I'm going through the motions, and I'm doing the things, and I'm having the talks, and I'm being the mom, but my heart's not 100% there because I'm not figuring out what's going on, and it's blocking me and it's making me feel so disconnected. And I'm able to still make my kids' lives good because I've taught them in my times of strength. So they're pretty independent with their emotions and they're able to really vocalize how they feel. So they do a lot of the work for me because they know how to communicate, and it makes my life so much easier. So that will carry me on, and that's what keeps me connected, and that's what keeps me here, I think. And that's what keeps me able to breathe is my children. And, you know, you can think what you want about that, but all I'm doing is giving them the skills to communicate, and they're reminding me of how to communicate. But that doesn't mean that it's not allowed to suck. And that's literally only one of the things. And again, I'm not going to list everything, but we've had a hard time and I haven't been myself. It's been really, really, really difficult for me. So this is my accountability, I guess. But I also want to look at it from a different point of view. You know, I want to talk about my divinity. My divinity knows that, you know, this happens to everyone. People get head lice. It's not the end of the world. And I'm going to be able to figure this out. And I'm going to be able to conquer it. And I probably already did. I'm just honestly a little neurotic. I'm a little neurotic when it comes to these things. So this is just not a good time for me to have this situation happen because I was already struggling. And so now I've like over-treated my hair. I've gone to the school nurse. She's checked my head. She said that I'm absolutely fine. And I continue to want to treat my hair because it's driving me nuts that I could have something like that. And I need to calm down. And I need to breathe and I need to come back to reality a little bit here and understand that, you know, my head's been checked. I'm doing the things that I can do. I am a responsible mother. I'm capable. I'm a good mother. And I am going to make everything fine because I am a great mom and that's what I do, right? I'm strong and I can also be human and I can also cry because it's awful. It really is. But then let's now talk divinity, because this is what keeps me going and this is what the kids have learned. So this is why it's so important to have emotional intelligence, because you really want to be able to feel your feelings but also look at things in a different point of view and a knowing point of view, right? So my knowing knows that everything happens for a reason. And if I'm home, then I'm meant to be home. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been home a lot and it's really, really pushed me to my limits of my sanity. And I think that I really needed this. I needed to see the world and I needed to understand real freedom. And then I needed to be caged. I needed to be put in a cage and I needed to feel some suffering and I had to feel uncomfortable. And the reason why is because that's where growth comes. Growth comes from these uncomfortable moments and these moments of vulnerability and saying the things that are uncomfortable, like talking about head lice and talking about the fact that, you know, I've had to cry myself to sleep and I've slept in my clothing, you know, like it hasn't been great. And those are my choices though. That's my choice. I can make this situation into whatever I want to make it into. And I'm choosing to feel my humanity a little bit too much, you know, losing my way a little bit too much, because Divine Tara knows that, okay, feel it, girl, feel it, cry, let the kids know how you feel, be vulnerable with them, and then switch it, switch back to your divinity and know that everything happens for a reason and your energy is being protected for some reason and you're just meant to be home. And you're meant to be tested. So yeah, it was rough on Thanksgiving, but we had a beautiful Thanksgiving and it was a beautiful lesson. And the children were able to teach me. And I told them that. I said, wow, I just want you guys to know that you're literally teaching me how to be a better person and how to be closer to God and how to say my feelings a little bit better. So thank you. I appreciate you. And we were able to have this beautiful moment. So, I mean, I don't know. It just depends on how you slice the bread, I guess. Everything has a yin and a yang. And I guess it's knowing that also, knowing that it's not easy and that I'm gonna stumble and I'm gonna be put in these boxes sometimes. But it's my job to navigate my way out of them because no one's gonna come here and save me and pull me out of this box. No one has and no one will. I have to save myself. I have to realize that I've put myself in it. And I have to realize that I'm not seeing things clearly because the real me knows that I am a great mom and I shouldn't feel guilty and I shouldn't cry myself to sleep and that I'm going to be able to face this and I'm going to be able to do it because I have conquered every single thing that is put in front of my path so far. I'm stumbling my words because my throat chakra, because I just realized that I was talking so strongly. So in my head, I was thinking about how strong I was talking and then it fumbled up my words because I was thinking about it. And that's the thing, you know, my throat chakra got messed up. It happens. But I am strong and I am a really good person and a good mom. And being in this box and being in this cage is not who I am. And I'm going to break free. Just right now, I have to learn the lessons. And right now, I have to feel the feelings. And right now, I have to emotionally work my way out of this box. And then I can physically work my way out of this box. So I hope that this podcast is helpful because it's not just me. Right now in the sober community, we call this the trifecta. It's the time between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And people really struggle because everything's shifting. It's getting cold. It's getting dark. Our feelings are getting a little bit heavy. You know, we're sitting with some things that we have done and some thoughts that we have. And this is totally normal, I think, but it just feels pretty awful. And I think a lot of people are going through it, not just me. So please have grace with yourself. And please, if you see someone that might be struggling and their throat chakra keeps messing up, hold some space for them and maybe start a conversation because you can be the change just like I can. And me making this podcast and me spreading consciousness is part of being the change. And this is what's keeping me hanging on right now is being able to still have a voice and being able to make change, you know, and being able to do really cool things. So I want to spread that positivity and you can help spread that. And you can be the change by hearing people when they're not saying stuff and maybe initiating conversations and being that person for someone, because I think that we all need that person sometimes. And even if you're going through it, you can still do it because every conversation is divine and every conversation, you are the teacher, but you are also the student and you're learning from every single conversation that you have. And it's beautiful. So embrace it. And I'm going to freaking smile on and I'm going to embrace this. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week.